what you've done for us. That you gave us life and hope and light, and you infused our lives with it. Thank you for how great you truly are. You are worthy of our praise. You deserve every bit of it, every song we sing to you, every prayer we pray, when we lift our hands. You deserve it, God. You are worthy. We lift you up, O great God. We praise your holy and awesome name. All God's people said, you can be seated.
So as I already stated earlier today, today is a really special Sunday here at Higher Hope. It's time we get to celebrate our seniors, the teens up front, teens in the back doing stuff. Also, don't worry, fathers, have not forgot about the fathers. There's something special for you at the end of the service. So fathers, hang in. There's something cool at the end. Okay, so happy Father's Day in advance, but there's something really cool for the fathers at the end of the service. So today, we're going to talk about this question I think a lot of parents have asked. I think a lot of teens have asked, doesn't matter who you are, you've asked this question at some point in time. That is, am I ready or not? Who here has asked that question before? Am I ready or not? Okay, so let's start with the parents here. Ready or not? When your kids were young, what are some of the ready or not times you had when you said, are they ready or not? Anyone want to jump in with something? Are they ready or not for school? You say walking to? Potty training, that's a big one, right? Are they ready or not for potty training? Guess what? You'll know pretty quick if they're not. Okay, so, are they ready or not to go to school, walk, potty train? What else you got? What's that? Are they ready or not to drive? Brian's jumping way up there now. He's going, are they ready or not to drive that car? How many parents are there now? Okay, there's a few that are there. Okay. I heard some over here. Ready or not for what? What? Ride a bicycle, right? That's a cool time when they're riding that bike. The first time they get on training wheels, you kind of hold them up, and then they slowly keep progressing. Are they ready or not to take those training wheels off? That's the big one, right? To date. Oh, now we're really jumping up there. Okay, ready or not to date. Are they ready or not to date? Well, I think if you're a parent, you've been there before. If not, you're going to get there. Okay, so ready or not questions. We have those questions all the time. Teens, I'm going to the youth now. Any youth? And I'll let the adults jump in a little bit, but see if they announce any of this stuff. So, what questions as seniors or youth do you say, stop and say, am I ready or not for? College, ready or not for college? Am I ready or not to go, right? Go away. What? What'd you say? Are you ready not to get married? Man, he's going, what? Man, Ron, you're going to rush some of these people here. They're like, no, no. Yes, are you ready enough to get married to someone, right? That's a question you ask. What else is there? Ready or not for the next step in my life, whatever that may be. Ready or not to learn how to do your own laundry. That's a good one too. James, how'd that go for you? Okay, just want to make sure we're good on that. So, ready or not, it's a question we use a lot. And what happens is we use that question not just for our life when it comes to school, work, those kind of things. We start using that question when it comes to God's calling on our life. It transitions from, are you ready or not to do this, or drive a car, or go to school, or am I ready or not for this new job I got? And it transitions from that to, you know, God, I know you want me to do this, but I don't know if I'm ready or not. But God is calling you to it, right? You have a calling. You know what your purpose is. But then you go, am I ready or not, God? I don't know if I'm ready or not. So ready, asking the question, they're ready or not, isn't necessarily a bad question, right? We got to ask that sometimes. But the problem becomes we start hearing a calling from God. We know what God's purpose is. We know God has a plan for us. And then we step back and say, am I ready or not? I don't know if I want to jump. I'm there, God. I'm on the edge. But I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready to do this yet, right? So today we're going to do, in the short time we have, we've got a lot of stuff to go through, we're going to talk about David. And I'm going to give you three ways to change the question of ready or not to a phrase of ready or not, here I come. And the challenge today is to get you guys from that spot where you're asking the question, am I ready or not to go, to ready or not, here I come, I'm jumping in. And that applies for the adults here, the graduates, the teens, everyone. Okay, so let me give a little background. David, so we're already at the point in David's story where he's already been anointed king. He's now working for Saul part-time, going home, taking care of the flocks part-time for his family. He's going back and forth, okay? This is also the time when the Israelites are battling the Philistines. Who's the big dude that comes out for that battle? Goliath. Okay, so Goliath comes out, and Goliath is making his challenge. David, when he's out there, you know, he's traveling back to the flock. Dad says, hey, David, take back this some food. Okay, take back this food back over here to your brothers. Check out how things are going. Okay, so David goes. David sees this stuff, right? David sees what's going on. David starts talking, say, wait, what happens to the person who takes out this guy who's sitting up here basically making fun of our God? What's going to happen to this guy that does this? So he's talking to the people saying, what's going to happen? This is crazy. This guy's coming up, challenging you guys, and you guys are all saying, I don't think I'm ready for this. I'm over here. I'm not gonna do that. Even though I know God's got my back, I'm going to stand back here. See, so we're going to go 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28. When Eliab, David's older brother, heard him speaking with the man, he burned with anger at him and asked, why have you come down here, and with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle. So he goes back with the food, right? He sees this whole stuff happening. David sees what's going on. He sees this guy named Goliath challenging the Israelites, challenging God, and everyone else hiding. He asks some simple questions like, why is anyone doing anything here? What would someone get if they went out and took care of this guy? You know, what's going to happen? And his brother, now, if you're the youngest in the family, David's the youngest. This is the oldest, right? There's some friction probably already there. That's how that happens sometimes, right? Youngest and oldest. Okay, he quickly goes, David, stop talking. Dude, you're just in it for yourself. I know your heart. And besides that, don't you have this little flock to take care of back home? Don't you have this little thing? You can't even do the little thing you're supposed to do because you're here and you're here for your own self. That wasn't David's purpose, right? The point number one is this. If you're going to take the statement, the question, ready or not, to change it to ready or not, here I come, one thing you have to do is you have to stop listening to the naysayers. Okay, there's going to be people in your life, like David's brother, who says, listen, you're asking that question only because you're conceited. You can't even do that small job you're supposed to do. Go back and take care of the flock. That's what you're supposed to do. Go do that. We have people in our lives that are going to come to you. When you know what God's purpose is for your life, you hear that calling, and you're at that point, you're like, ready or not, I'm not sure. There might be someone speaking in your ear saying, no, go back and do that. I see what you're doing. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. But yeah, you fully hear God's calling, and God's saying, you need to go. But yet, we're quick to say, am I ready or not? And then you get those whispers of people saying, you know what, you're not good enough for that. You know what? You're just doing it because you want to look good. It's all about you. We can't fall for that trap because then we get stuck in that question, am I ready or not? And we stay in that question, am I ready or not, for a long time. And we never fully get to where God wants us to be. The point one, as we're looking at David, he got told by his brother, you're just doing it for yourself. Don't listen to the naysayers. When God calls you to something, when you find out what that purpose is, don't stand back going, am I ready or not? God's called you. Ready or not, here I come. Don't listen to that naysayer. Moving on, this is verse 31 to 37 in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Okay, so it says, what David said was overheard and reported to Saul, and Saul sent for him. David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Saul replied, you are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep when a lion or a bear came and carried off his sheep from the flock. I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine. Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. So this point is, understand that God gives you experiences and skills that prepare you for these moments. So that time you're ready to go, you get this purpose, you're like, ready or not? Don't second guess yourself. God gave you experiences for a reason. David says, listen, yeah, I may not be the strong warrior that you think I should be to go fight this Goliath. But listen, I've killed lions and bears with my bare stinking hands. Okay, they go after the sheep, the flock. I go track down that sheep that's gone, and I take care of that lion or that bear. With no armor, right? He's not a shepherd out there with full body armor. So David understood this concept that, listen, God has prepared me for this moment. Your past experiences, whether good or bad, are all things that give you skills to prepare you for the moment that God has planned for you. That when God says, hey, I want you to go, you shouldn't be standing here saying, I don't know, I don't know if I'm ready for this, I don't know if I got enough experience yet. Listen, when God calls you, you're ready. Okay, God gave you the experiences that you needed to get the skills you needed to perform the task that God has for you. So you can't just stand back and say, I don't know if I'm ready because I've had this happen to me and this happen to me. You know what? Listen, I can tell you from experience, even the bad things that happen to you adds to who you are. It adds to your skills. It adds to your experiences. I've had situations where, I'll just be honest with you guys, Father's Day, some of you guys are with me, Father's Day is not really the happiest time for me. I didn't have the father figure growing up. I didn't have my dad. He was away wherever he was. And that was hard. But you know what? God has molded me into who I am today through those experiences. Where I can say, God, you know what? Ready or not, here I come. I'm not sure if I'm ready or not because I've had these things happen to me. Listen, I don't think it was fun to go fight that bear and that lion, right? I can't believe that was fun. Okay? But David did that. So David understood, listen, you know, you're right, Saul. I'm not this mighty warrior. I'm not this really strong, battled, tested guy that can go out there with a sword and everything and take out Goliath. You're right, but I have a lot of experiences in my life that allow me to do this, and guess what? The bigger point is I have God. So I have the experiences God gave me, and I have God. I have God, and he will be the one behind me. So David wasn't standing on the threshold anymore saying, ready or not. He gets called in by Saul. Saul's saying, you're not this big of a guy. You're kind of this young guy. He's saying, listen, I have all this experience. I've killed lions and bears, and I have God. I'm not going to stand here and let this guy defy the armies of God any longer. He knew his purpose, and he was done saying, ready or not. He was at the point where he's saying, ready or not, here I come. Next couple of verses, this is 1 Samuel chapter 17, 38 to 40. Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. I cannot go in these, he said to Saul, because I have not used them. So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream and put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand approached the Philistines. Okay, last point. Be who you are. Don't try to be someone you're not. We've all had the experience in our life, and it makes us who we are. But it's so tempting to try to be someone you're not, right? So Saul says, you know what? You're going to be just like me. Here's all the king's armor. Put all the stuff on. You know, he liked David at this time. Not so much later on, but he liked him at this time. Okay? And he said, here, I'm going to protect you. Take all my stuff, right? But he's trying to walk, and he can't walk. This isn't who David is, right? David's not this guy that's going to be out there in battle armor. That's not who he was. God wanted David to be who he was, which was a man who was willing to follow God no matter what it took to stop this man from defying the armies of God. To stand up for God and who he is, which is the all-powerful, mighty God who has saved Israel over and over and over again. David could have worn the armor, right? He got it on. But he wouldn't have been himself. So often we're told in the world that we should be this way. Got to be this way to accomplish that task. No, you got to be who God wants you to be. You need to be who you are, who God made you to be. Only then can you fully jump and say, you know what, ready or not, here I come. I know who I am. I have all these experiences in my life. I know that this is for God, and God has got my back. You're not going to listen to those naysayers when you get to that point. So I say this to the seniors, especially. You have a calling on your life. You have a purpose in your life. But are you going to stand and ask the question, am I ready or not? Adults, parents, not just for them. You have a calling on your life. You have a purpose. God wants you to minister to people in some way, shape, or form. He wants to get his gospel out. How is God going to use you? What is your purpose? Are you standing there saying, I kind of know what it is, but I don't know if I'm ready or not? See, I found this quote. It's one of the ones that I think you should write down if you like it. If not, it's okay. Okay? It says, if you always wait till you are ready, you never leave room for God to work. Think about that. If you always wait till you're ready, it never leaves room for God to work. You see, when you step, God works. If you keep standing back saying, I'm not ready yet, the rest of the Israelites, right? They're all seeing this guy defy God's armies, right? And what are they doing? Nope, I'm hiding. I'm not ready for this. This guy's big. But not David. See, guys, today we need to take the question of ready or not and turn it to the phrase, ready or not, here I come. We all need to. You know, Pastor Mike's been talking about that throughout this whole remix series. Like, how are we going to impact the people around us? It's by saying, ready or not, here I come. Because God's behind me, and if God's for me, what's the rest say? Who can be against me? We have to step. To do that, you got to remember these points. I'll say them one more time for you. Don't let the naysayers get you down. Understand that God gives you experiences and skills that prepare you for these moments. And be who you are. God's made you that way for a reason. Right? In youth group, there's a reason why I have staff that are different than me. Because all the teens are different, right? You need to have staff that relate to different people because they are called to relate to those people. So as you guys leave here today, remember this. Let's stop saying to God, am I ready or not? Seniors, that's for you too. Adults, everybody. Let's stop saying, God, I don't know if I'm ready or not. I don't know if I'm there. And let's start saying, you know what, world? Ready or not, here I come, and God's got the rest. I have a purpose, and God's going to make sure I accomplish that purpose. Because it's his purpose. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time we can come before you and read from your word and have this challenge of taking this statement of, am I ready or not, and changing it to ready or not, here I come. Lord, I just pray that you help us to fully go after you and go after the mission and purpose you've given us. Lord, I pray for the seniors here as they head out, that you just prepare them to say, ready or not, here I come. Lord, I just thank you and praise you for all this. In your name, amen. Okay, so at this time, like I said, now we have the senior part. This is the cool part. You get to recognize the seniors, okay? So we're going to have a video slideshow first, and then the seniors are going to have some stuff we're going to do up here. So...